Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Patrick Beverly making some interesting comments today and talking about Joel Embiid, who Joel Embiid is having a fantastic season. There is no doubt about that. But Patrick Beverly took it a tad bit far when he said this. Here he is.
Joel Embiid averaged 40 and 10 for an entire month.
If he finishes this season the way he's playing now, it would be the greatest season of a single player that's ever played basketball.
Damn.
That doesn't make you the best big man in the league. That makes you the best in the world. Joe, he is in a world of his own. And I don't even think it's close. I think it's a toggle between like him and the man.
What?
Straight up. Some five man, some centers that I played against last year that I'm playing against now that, like, no one says anything to Joe. Not one word. No one can stop him. He is the most dominant player in basketball right now, and it's not even close.
All right. Now, it must be noted, of course, that Patrick Beverly is a teammate.
Oh, what a shocker. No, are you serious, Chris? Oh, what a what are you talking about?
On the Philadelphia 76ers. The 76ers, Rob, are third in the Eastern Conference with a 23-10 record. And like I said, Joel Embiid is playing absolutely fantastic basketball. He's having a better year than he had last year when he won his first MVP award. Okay, he's leading the league in scoring at 30, basically 35 points a game, 34.8. He's averaging 11.8 rebounds a game, okay, which is fifth in the league. And he's also giving you 6.2 assists, and he's doing it all on 54% shooting and 35% from three, which isn't bad, too, either. He leads the league in free throw attempts, which is great. You get into the line, and he shoots 89%. So Embiid is having a fantastic season. But Patrick Beverly, and I'm sure you would agree with me, Rob, is out of – first of all, is it just me or was he comparing him to Michael Jordan? I mean, look, do we need to go back to the Wilt Chamberlain numbers? Wilt Chamberlain,
no, that, like, that didn't happen, Chris.
And 26 rebounds in a season.
Right. Didn't happen. I guess they didn't see it on videotape, so it never happened.
Year, remember, he averaged 26
rebounds is ridiculous. It's just absolutely ridiculous.
And I get people will say, well, you know, back then they didn't have all the best players in the world. And it was just true because they kind of had the unwritten rule about how many blacks could be on the team and all that. But still, today, Rob, here's the main contention. And today's numbers are skewed. All right? They are skewed today. Guys, Rob G, tell me the are we talking about that later? We talked about the
yeah, that's a third hour, but we'll get into that.
I'll leave it now. Yeah, we'll get into that.
I get it, Chris, and we both know that, how much easier it is to score and all that other stuff. It just is. Those are facts, not feelings. Nobody's trying to belittle what he's doing, but it's just like we talk about, Chris, with the NFL and all the quarterbacks who are shattering all the passing records from all the great quarterbacks who play in the NFL. When Terry Bradshaw would throw, Chris, 13 times a game, 45 times in three games, and these guys are throwing 51 pass attempts in one game.
You cannot compare it. I hear guys talk about Michael Irvin. Oh, his numbers aren't all that. Well, they didn't throw that as much.
They had a running back who they used, Chris.
Right.
They had a running back.
Exactly. So you have to – you can't just compare the numbers across different eras. Because if we did it that way, Rob, then we would just say, you know what, Wilt Chamberlain was the best.
Right, and we would have ended the conversation a long time ago.
Yep, and here's the thing about Joel Embiid, and look, he did compare him. We assume he was comparing him to Michael Jordan. Let me tell you one thing about Michael Jordan. Let me tell you one thing Michael Jordan didn't do: melt in the playoffs. And I don't mean melt like emotionally melt, because I don't think that happens to Embiid, but maybe it does. I haven't seen that in his body language or anything. I feel like I've seen that here and there from James Harden. You know, it seems like the big game sixes, game sevens, or even big game five sometimes are when Harden only takes 11 shots or has 12 turnovers or shoots 23% or something like that. So I feel like that's melting down. Embiid, I don't know if he melts down, but Rob, he averages – his numbers drop wildly in the playoffs. Last year, 33 points a game in the regular season on 55% shooting. In the playoffs, 24 points a game on 43% shooting. So
that's a huge.
That's humongous.
That sounds like somebody turning to goo. That used to be my favorite word as a columnist. He just turns to goo, Chris, when it matters most. And I would say that's what you would say about Embiid, because you shouldn't drop off that
no much. 10 points,
especially there's nobody your size for the most
that's
part that you usually
thing,
go
Rob.
Up. Who are you going up
be
against?
Beasting.
This ain't the Patrick Ewing, Alonzo Mourning, Dikembe Mutombo, you know,
David
era
Robinson,
right? Where there was a ton of big guys.
Olajuwon.
Where you had Shaq, all those guys played against each other, and you had to come with it every night. It wasn't like this. There's nobody in his way. Who's in your way?
Because, and again, we'll get into this later, but hey, it's a three-hour show. We can repeat ourselves. You know, nowadays,
some shows do it very much so. I'm
right.
Sorry.
And I'm not, look, the game is different. In some ways, it's better. In some ways, the players are better. In some ways, it's worse. In some ways, the players are worse. But one thing that's happening is the point totals individually and as teams are going way higher. And it's all due to analytics, even as it is in football, Rob, as well. But, Rob G, let's reveal that number. What was it, 2012? How many players? Give me the year. Let me know if the year is right.
Sure. So
2012. Yeah.
Yeah. 2012, 2013. There were 9 players in the NBA who averaged at least 20 points per game. This season are 47.
Think about that, Rob.
Say it again.
In 2012, 2013, there were 9 players averaging 20 or more points per game. This season, there are 47.
Wow. That's all you need to know. But, Chris, we've heard the European players all say how easy it is to score in the NBA, right?
Yep.
All the best players, and they're winning the MVPs every year, and those guys are like, oh, it's cake to score here. Are you kidding?
Rob, we're just, you know, dropping all sorts of – we're all over the place now as far as basketball. But right now, first-team All-NBA – Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
You don't even tell
Canada.
Me. Is there American on there?
No. No.
Chris, seriously?
Luka Doncic.
Wow.
Joe, and in the front, those are the guards, all right? We know he's from Slovenia. Joel Embiid, Giannis, and Jokic. That's the first team all NBA.
That's unbelievable.
Am I missing anybody? Rob G, do you disagree with that?
I wanted to, but I can't.
That's the first team all NBA.
Hey, get the Harlem Globetrotters on the phone. I mean, we're the brothers.
Well, they got some brothers. They just not from America.
Embiid and but that was like when Steve Nash won the MVP from Canada, Chris. He's not even American.
Yep,
Steve Nash.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I brought it up with Greg Jennings, Tua, Miami Dolphins quarterback, having a very good season. He was in the MVP race. I don't think he ever was the leader, in part because Tyreek Hill.
Maybe after the 70 points that week. You know, that
yeah,
was early.
That's a good point, right?
That was the week, Chris, that yeah. he had to jump
didn't he
up
throw? There. Did he have six touchdowns?
Six
that game?
Touchdowns, I think. It yeah, was big. So, that was the yeah. week.
That week he did, it was huge. He had four touchdowns.
Only four?
Yeah, 309 yards. And they won 70-20. But yeah, at that point, that was just week three. So he may have been the leader in the clubhouse at MVP at that point. But for the most part, he hasn't been the leader. He's been around the periphery. But he does lead the league in yards, 278 per game. 28 touchdowns, which is in the top five, or top six, I'm sorry. And he's only got, 12 interceptions, and he's completed basically 70% of his passes, 69.6, which is first in the league, Rob, among eligible players. And he's second to Brock Purdy. Let's see, because some of these guys haven't played a lot. So he's third behind Brock Purdy and Dak Prescott for passer rating. So he's had a nice year. And Rob, he's in his fourth year. The club has already picked up the option for his fifth year at $23 million, Rob. So he's in for that. But obviously in the offseason, they have the option of just giving him the lucrative extension, which would probably be somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 years, 200 and $75 million or something like that. And my question to you, Rob, is if you were running the Dolphins, are you ready to write that check to Tua?
100% I am. And he did. He checked a few boxes for me this year. A, staying healthy. That was a big concern. And I think he answered that question this year. He's been able to play the entire year, Chris. And that one for sure after last year with the concussions and all that. The team obviously got double-digit wins. They're going to the playoffs. Have a shot, right, to win the division. Which is when you think about Buffalo and where people had Buffalo and the Jets coming into the year, that would be a nice feather in his cap. The offense that they have rolling. And the other thing is two things. A, he's performed and played very well. B, he stayed healthy. And C, what is your option long term? And the price doesn't go down, it only goes up. So you know, you got to, if you really believe you have an alternative and you've got somebody else you're going to go with, I say if he's your guy and you know that after this year, don't wait because it only costs you more money. The Cowboys hemmed and hawed and they messed around and paid Dak Prescott way more than I think they even thought that they would have to because they waited. So I don't know what you would look at this year and say, no, let's put it off another year, or no, he didn't do this, no, I need to do that, or you know, I don't see anything that would be a red flag that I wouldn't do. I just think he's mature. 70, what is it, Chris, you said 70%? Is that where he is?
70%. 70%. 69.6.
Yeah, I mean, he's played really well this year. And sure, the team... Do they need to have more wins against better teams? Sure, that needs to come.
They're 1-4 against good teams.
But that big win against Dallas at that one, that was a big one because they needed that.
Dallas is horrible on the road.
And Dallas needed to win too. They're coming off two losses. That was a moment for them. And still people thought Dallas, if I remember correct, Chris, even with that, people had Dallas as the favorite in that game. And they still, Miami was able to win. But anyway, I'm signing up to her. I've seen enough.
I haven't seen enough. I like it. Like I said, he had a good year. Obviously, that's without question. But I am not ready, if I'm running the Dolphins, to give him $55 million a year for the next 5 years. I still am not convinced that without arguably the best receiving core in the league, he'll be that guy. And so I'm not ready to pay him that. And Rob, the best point you make is the price only goes up. And we've both said that many times on this show. And that's right. But if I'm running the Dolphins, I'm willing to take that risk that, okay, if next year he balls out and we re-sign him, it's going to be more expensive. All right, so I understand that going in, but I have not seen enough yet from Tua. And here's what I would do. If I'm the Dolphins, Rob, I don't say that to him. I say, you were great this year. We couldn't ask for more. But Tua, it's your fourth year in the league. This was the first year you stayed healthy. Obviously, you're telling it to his agent, but if we're going to lock you up for the next 5 years, I got to feel better about you staying healthy. You did a great job this year. You learned how to fall and all that. But I still want to see it more time and time again. And so that's why I would say, look, we got you signed up. You're our quarterback next year, $23 million a year. And hopefully, you know, you stay healthy and we keep rolling and improving. And then we'll take care of you after that, you know, assuming he plays well and has this type of season or preferably better. Because here's the other thing, Rob. Tua, 1-4, as I said, against winning teams. That's bad. And they got bludgeoned when they played good teams. We all saw Baltimore beat them by 37, but that you know, the Buffalo beat them by 28. Philadelphia beat them by a couple touchdowns. They played Kansas City tough, but Kansas City has trouble scoring. And they still lost that game, Miami. And here's the thing, Rob, for all this high-powered offensive talk that we hear, oh, they lead the league in scoring. Oh, they put 70 on Denver. Rob, in those five games, when they play winning teams, they average 18 points a game. Tua's not lighting up good teams. He's lighting up the Patsies. I told you, Denver, 4 touchdowns. Carolina, 3 touchdowns. New England, 3 touchdowns. The Chargers, 3 touchdowns. That's it. Nobody else did he throw more than 2 touchdowns against. So I need to see more before I lock him up if I'm running the Dolphins. But I would put it on the injury because, you got to work with this guy. You like him. You do think he's good. I do think he might be our quarterback of the future. But because of the injuries in the past, it's delayed my ability to really know.
But even if you're on your thinking of that, he could be healthy next year, sign a contract, and then get hurt. I mean, there's no way.
No, of course, but I haven't seen enough.
I'm just saying there's always a chance you could get hurt in that thing. This year was important coming off of the concussions and all that last year. He was really woozy. People were wondering if he could play at all or if this is going to be who he was. And I hear you. Of course you want to play better against some of the better competition. But if they win and beat Buffalo on a 12-5 and win a division, man, and you're telling a guy that you need to see more if they win that game, Chris, and win a division.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Year being healthy. I mean, that's a big thing, Rob. Fourth year. And it's the first time you've been healthy.
But I'm just saying if he okay, so you say delay.
Of course anything can happen. But I mean right.
How do you work you around that is two, what I'm asking you.
It what?
How do you work? Okay, so he's healthy for the second year, and then the third after he signs the contract, gets
hurt. But Rob, that's like saying don't get married because I might slip and fall and kill myself.
No,
the first week that we're married. I mean that doesn't make sense. Of course, anybody can get hurt. Saying that you want to see a pattern of a guy being healthy isn't something out of the ordinary.
No, but I'm saying
we all understand it's football. You can get hurt. Anytime, but he's been hurt 3 of his 4 years.
Right, but I could get it if you were saying coming off of last year with the concussions, I need to see you healthy year. That's
but
what I'm saying.
I need to see you healthy for more than a full year if I'm going to give you $275 million.
Okay, and then he's healthy, and then if he gets hurt, then what?
That's right.
I don't understand how are you gauging this?
Your argument. So cancel the eye couple because next week one of us could get hurt and not be able to do the show.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
What are you talking about?
But you're saying you got to see one more year. Okay, so he's healthy next year and then you sign him. Then what?
Rob,
it's okay.
Here's my answer.
I'm asking you.
We've been doing the show for 6 years. If I missed for the first 6 years, I kept missing shows. And I only did about 9 months worth of the 12 months of the year. And they come to me and say, look, before we sign you up again, we got to see you, do a full year of shows. And then I do a full year of shows. And they say, we need to see it more consistently. Is the argument, well, you might get hurt and not be able to do it again. I mean, I don't get your art. I don't get your
no,
line
what I'm
of
trying
thinking.
To say. I'm,
you can
I'm,
anybody can get
it.
Hurt. Lamar could have got hurt. Lamar had been hurt.
Right, but let
Lamar
me explain
played
what
at
I'm
a higher level
you.
Than two.
Okay, so I'm asking you.
I'm using that as an excuse. I haven't seen enough on the football field.
Okay. That's what I'm saying.
But part of it is the injury, because that's why I haven't seen enough, because you've been hurt too much.
I just think that in that situation, I understand if you didn't want to sign him coming off of injury or something. But once a guy's been healthy all year and bounced back the way he did this year, and all is going to get your one more look see might cost you another $10 million a year.
That's
all
fine.
I'm saying. Okay.
Yeah, I'd rather be certain. I'd rather have peace of mind. I sign him now. I'm questioning it. And again, I'd like to see you perform better against the better teams too. I mean, there's a lot of ifs there. And so I would want to see more for sure.
Yeah, if you don't have an alternative or where you're going to go, I just
I got him. I'm going to him next year.
You got to.
He's
saying,
my quarterback
gotta,
next year. That's already set.
I get that, but I'm just saying you got to be careful, not satisfy a guy who's performed and put out for you. If you win the division
for one year.
Nobody thought you were going to win the division this year.
Rob, the division ain't that tough.
No, but I'm saying
New England's a mess. New York is even worse. Aaron Rodgers
but they
was
weren't
hurt.
I'm
good.
Talking about going into the year.
Yeah,
but once
Aaron Rodgers got hurt, it was done with the Jets.
Yeah, but Buffalo
and Buffalo
was
ain't that good. Buffalo's up and down.
They still won 12 games. I think you would take 12-5 coming
it's
into the
year. It's 1 year
of
12 games. I got to see more. They won it. They can't beat the good teams. They can't even stay in the game with most of the good teams.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Rob, it's an interesting year. A lot of people, Rob, early on, and we know we had Christmas Day, and that's another topic for another day, Rob. You think the NBA likes the NFL right now?
NFL. No.
Christmas Day was the huge NBA game day. It was like unofficial start of the season, right? And the NFL just sweeps in and takes it. At least that's been the case so far. So, unfortunately for the NBA. But a big part of the story, Rob, so far in the season, a lot of people have talked about, man, look at the old heads. Look at LeBron. Look at KD. Look at Steph. They getting busy. And here it is. Kevin Durant, Rob, what is he, 34, 35 years old?
So we talked about his star was averaging 31 a game at one point. What is it now?
He's at 30, 29.9. Yeah. Six boards, six assists, 53% shooting, 52.5.
That's
great
crazy.
Individual numbers. Absolutely outstanding. Steph, Rob, and Steph is 35 himself. So these are two 35-year-olds, all right? And Steph is giving you 27.5 points a game, shooting 46%, 41% from three. All right, and he's giving you 4.5 assists and rebounds a game. Great numbers for anybody, but particularly a 35-year-old. And then you've got LeBron, who just turned 39, and he's, Rob, giving you 25.5 points on 53.5% shooting, 7.5 boards, 7.5 assists. And a lot of people are talking about, you know, how great these older players are playing, and they are. They are playing well.
There's just
their
one
teams,
problem.
Their teams aren't, yeah. Is that what you wanted to bring up, the teams or the scoring?
Finish. No, I was going to
say.
Well,
the teams, you know, the teams aren't doing it. Phoenix right now, the eighth seed. Now, they've won four straight, playing better, and they've been without Bradley Beal for most of the season. But they're the eighth seed in the West. The Lakers, the 10th seed in the West, they've won three of their last 10. All right, so they won the in-season tournament. It really seemed, Rob, like they took, and they obviously their leader is LeBron, and they follow him. But it seems, Rob, like LeBron took this tournament more seriously than anybody else in the league.
I agree
and
with that.
Right? His team follows too, because Denver wasn't in it. Phoenix, the Clippers, OKC, the Timberwolves, the Bucks, obviously. They played the Pacers in the finals, right, in the championship. So I don't know how seriously the other top teams took it. But anyway, the Lakers won it. And Golden State's right behind the Lakers, Rob, as the 11th seed. So the older guys are putting up numbers, but their teams aren't really winning. At this point, they're just hanging on to even make the postseason. Now, we got a long way to go, but that's kind of where we are.
What are your thoughts? I think it's a combination. We talked about it earlier. It's easier than ever to score in the NBA. Like, that's not from us. That's from the players, some of the best players in the game. Especially
all the
European
guys are saying,
and international players, Chris, they just say it's easy. So that's part of why at an advanced age, these guys are still lighting up the scoreboard because it's easy to score.
Yep.
But their impact on the game and the impact, we talked about it before when LeBron last year had the numbers, almost led the league in assists and all. Was that 2 years ago, Chris? 2 years ago, right?
Well, 2 years ago, he led the league in assists. Last year, he was up there in scoring.
What I mean? But he doesn't have the same impact on winning.
No.
And none of these guys do. Kevin Durant, people thought when he got there, oh, my God, him, Booker. Who else? Well, they don't need anybody else. Really? Oh, yes, they do. And it just seems like even Steph. Steph's playing well. Obviously, Draymond's out, right?
Right.
And Clay, Chris, he's falling. Now, you were talking about falling off the cliff. He's averaging a career low, 16 points?
Yeah. Which, a guy at that stage, remember, he's had all those injuries, too.
No, yeah, two major. Two back-to-back seasons. I mean,
yeah.
I get it.
So he,
but I'm
yeah.
just saying the impact on these guys isn't as great as their own numbers.
Yeah, and it's interesting because you're right. The numbers, you would look at the numbers and think, their numbers suggest they're as good as ever, and they obviously aren't. And let me say this quickly, Rob. This will be another topic for another day, too, but you can give me a quick view. Last week, 2 weeks ago, there was the talk of, when the Suns were really struggling, Kevin Durant. And remember, everybody thought he wasn't happy. His body language was bad. He came out the next game and had a great game. Rob, one thing I don't want to hear is a Kevin Durant trade request.
No, please. I'm with you.
I mean, sorry, KD. I'm sorry. I don't want to hear. I don't even want to hear people complaining. Poor KD.
He had another bad. So every
right.
time he goes
away. Just like Brooklyn, they get right. Where is KD? Where are you going to be happy at, bruh? All right, you in Oklahoma City. The whole city is built around you and Russell Westbrook, and the team is great. You leave. Fine. I didn't kill him. I was one of the few in the national media, Rob, that didn't kill him. Goes to Golden State, wins championships, wins finals MVPs. Not happy there.
Draymond calls him a name, and that's it.
Not happy, right? And I got at the time, I don't remember where you were at on this, Rob, but when he went to Brooklyn, I was like, look, if he wants to go somewhere, some people are still belittling his championships. If he wants to go elsewhere and prove he can win it with another squad.
I had no issue with that. He was a free agent.
Right.
I thought that was admirable, Chris, actually, to go to a franchise that has never won anything and to go and try to do that on your own.
Right.
And then he wanted out of there.
He wants out. He went with two good friends. Harden eventually came over. Kyrie is a great friend of his. They go there together. Doesn't work out. Then he wants out of there. And now I'm sorry. I don't want to hear it. Because where do you want to go? Like, if you're not happy in Phoenix, I don't know where you're going to be happy at. So just play it out. Play it out. All right, but we can talk about that in depth another day. But, Rob, I'll give you why I think I'm not mad at these dudes for not impacting the game the way they used to. They shouldn't at their age. You know, Michael Jordan, when he was in Washington, Rod, he wasn't impacting the game the same way. He wasn't putting up the numbers either. Put up good numbers, all-star numbers, but not Michael Jordan numbers. But here's the interesting thing, Rob. When Jordan was in Washington, there was no outcry. Oh, we got to get Mike help. We got to get Mike help so he can win another ring, right? It was like, dude, that's the bed you made.
You decide to come back and go to Washington, and yep. This is what you got.
And that's why, like, I don't want to hear with LeBron, oh, we got to get him more help. What, the Lakers got to do something? I mean, if they want to make a trade, fine. But it's not LeBron's birthright to compete for a championship.
It just isn't. Right? I don't know where people get that from. Where franchise after franchise have turned over the roster, Chris. A couple years ago here, the Lakers traded. Didn't they trade four or five guys? Remember with the Cavs last year? They traded four or five guys. The Lakers traded so much young talent that they had built up when they had that 5 or 6 year run.
Which was, and they got a championship. Saying, so, right. Yeah.
But they did give up a lot of guys is what I'm saying.
I got you to lead us to a championship. I brought you in to change us. And now we got AD. I mean, and the players around him aren't horrible by any stretch of the imagination. And so get it done. I mean, if you can. If you can, I'm not mad at you. You're 39 years old. But if you can, go ahead and get it done. And Steph, look, the question, Rob, I think for the next year or two in the kind of around the league, I think with Steph is going to be, does he want to stay there? Or does he want to go somewhere and compete for a championship? I think that's going to, and I think he probably wants to stay, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I think that's what people will start asking if he continues to play at this high level. But let me say this quickly. We've mentioned it's easier to score in today's NBA. It's really not that complicated. Why? Number one, you can't hand check. Okay. Number two, the players are shooting way more three-pointers than they ever did. So
yep.
A guy like Steph, 60% of his shots are worth 3 points rather than
instead
two.
Instead of two, that's
right.
Huge.
So your average is going to go up. The floor is spread out. And so now I've got more room to work. So if I'm a lot of these guys are tremendous ball handlers. And the defender really doesn't have a chance to keep him in front of him, especially if he can't hand check. So now I beat you to the bucket, and because the floor is so spread, Rob, when I get to the rim, I got maybe one defender, maybe two pretty much max to get by and finish. And points at the rim are high. They're higher than they used to be. Three-point attempts are higher than they used to be, and points at the rim are higher than they used to be. That tells you it's analytics-driven because the analytics say those are the two best shots, paint shots and three-point attempts. And then for the mid-range guys, Rob, we've been to games where guys had open mid-range shots and don't take them, and they dribble out and back to the three-point line and things like that. But if you are a mid-range shooter, the defense wants you to take that 15, 16, 17-footer, 19-footer. That's viewed as the worst shot in basketball. Not 15 feet is short, but like 19 feet. They want you to take that. They'll contest, but that's the best shot. You know, if you're going to take a shot, that's what they want you to take. And a Kawhi, a Durant, a Devin Booker, guys like that who are tremendous mid-range shooters, Joel Embiid, they're gonna feast in the mid-range. And so those are all the reasons why the scoring is up. And so when you look at the individual numbers, Rob, I'm looking at Tyrese Halliburton averaging 25 points and 13 assists a game. And he's great, but I mean, those are historic numbers. He's better than Magic Johnson? No. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right, because it's all relative. And Chris, probably we have the video for this era of NBA basketball, and you'll remember it. It was a team that was on a 3-1 break. Do you remember that? And they were down by two.
Denver.
Yep. They were down by two.
Yep.
And they had the ball. It was 3-on-1, Chris. The two guys ran to the wing, looking for the ball. And the other guy pulled up for a three. There was nobody there. And he missed it, and they lost the game instead of going to the basket to tie it. It was 3-on-1. I think That signifies, you know, this era of NBA basketball.
Rob, and I don't look, some of the callers, you guys can weigh in on this part, because I don't see as much youth basketball, you know, as I might like. But I've been told, like, junior high and youth game, like high school even, people have told me that dudes are just shooting threes left and right. So let me know if that's the case, those of you who may coach or see a lot of youth basketball, but that the young boys are just shooting a lot of threes.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.